Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Have you had a good week?
So far, so good. We saw you at the movies. How'd you like WALL-E?
WALL-E was good. I think my children liked it more than I did.
Yeah, my wife dozed off too.
I'm glad to know. I wasn't the only one. Actually, my husband was putting his hands in front of my eyes every once in a while to make sure I was still awake.
Yeah, there was no talking like for the first half hour of the movie.
Yeah, it was a little unusual. But I did go tubing on Saturday.
How was that?
It was a blast. I'm still sore. It was a lot
of
fun.
Where'd you go? Lake
Lanier? No, Lake Jackson.
Oh,
first
nice.
Time at Lake Jackson. It was very nice. And then last night went to the Braves game. What is wrong with the Braves?
They keep losing.
Oh, come on. I'm going to have to follow the Cubs again.
Well, yeah, they're in first place, right? They're close.
They're on fire. By the way, to all of our listeners, if you want to be a guest on the Atlanta Business Radio Show, call, email with tickets to the Atlanta Cubs game in August, and I'm sure I could probably get you on the show with something.
You can be bribed.
Yeah, I'm looking for tickets right now. Middle of August. Those will be great games. We have a great guest this morning, Lee. And you know, when you talk about businesses in Atlanta, how many businesses in Atlanta do you know that have been around for 60 plus years?
No, this is an icon.
Not many. Not many at all. This morning joining us, we have Rick Hewitt, who's the president of Checker Cab Company in Atlanta. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Rick.
Good morning.
So it sounds like the cab company has been around a long time. Obviously, you didn't find or weren't the founder of the company. Can you tell us a little bit about the beginning of the Atlanta Checker Cab Company?
Absolutely. I have the pleasure of telling you that my granddad, R.F. Hewitt Sr., founded Checker Cab in 1947 with one car. We now operate over 200 vehicles here in the Atlanta metro area.
Was he the driver of the car?
He was the first driver, absolutely. My granddad was a trolley driver. His stop was Underground Atlanta. And he got the bright idea that he would moonlight, which he actually had the night shift. And so he bought a cab and started driving a cab during the day. And then he had another trolley driver that came up and said, hey, I'd like to drive a taxi cab also. And he bought a second cab and then a third and then a fourth. And so his first two or three drivers were actually trolley drivers that were moonlighting, trying to supplement their income.
Wow. You know, when I think about cabs, I think of big cities like New York or Chicago, where people take cabs all the time. Although I understand that you serve over 3,000 passengers a day.
Yeah, that number's a little diluted at this point. Business has been rather slow, like most in Atlanta, the last 12 months or so. But we're actually, I think yesterday we did 2,200 calls. So quite a few calls. When we're really cooking out there, we do 3,000, but it's been a little diluted lately.
And what do you attribute that to? Is it the economy?
I think the economy to some degree. Mm-hmm. Certainly gas prices have been detrimental to our company, but from a standpoint of people just not moving around as much, and certainly we use it quite a bit in our vehicles, and that has made some drivers choose to hang their hat or just slow down a little bit.
So all of your drivers are independent?
They are. They're all independent contractors.
Okay. And now the Checker Cab Company, we talked a little bit about that earlier, but I know there are Checker Cab companies in other cities. They are not related, though, correct?
They're not. The name is derived from a motor vehicle called the Checker Motor Company, which was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which was a industry-specific vehicle, which is no longer in business. But that's where the name is derived from, and we're lucky that my grandfather was smart enough to call it Checker Cab a long time ago.
So your grandfather, then your dad, did you have a choice as to whether you took over
the absolutely.
Cab company?
Oh, absolutely. I always was encouraged, but not forced.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started simply by washing cars. You know, when I was about 14 years old, I'd go during the summer and wash cars and pump gas into them, and I always loved the cab station because it was always a very interesting place. Cab drivers are very interesting people.
Oh, I bet. They hear all
they always
kinds
have
of
a
things.
Lot of stories and a lot of jokes and things of that nature because they see a lot of people in a day. So
mm-hmm.
I always found it intriguing and fell in love with it at an early age and have been working full-time there now 26 years.
What makes a good cab driver?
really someone who has obviously a good sense of direction. Not all of us are blessed with that. And just a love for people. Most cab drivers love to meet new people. They love to converse. And I think that sort of personality makes a good cab driver.
You know, you didn't mention anything about safety.
Well, safety is very important. Safety with Checker Cab goes unmentioned because it's synonymous with our company. We have a very good safety record. We're lucky in that regard. We go through a very strenuous process to hire drivers. The city of Atlanta and most of the municipalities that we work within also have a process in place to qualify drivers. You can't have any type of criminal record or DUI or anything like that to get a permit to drive a taxi cab. And we're lucky that we've never had a passenger hurt in any way by a Checker cab driver, even though we've had several passengers hurt our cab drivers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There sounds like there's a story behind that.
Yeah, we unfortunately, driving a taxi cab is a very dangerous occupation.
Right.
It was rated as the highest dangerous occupation at one time. And unfortunately, we've had several drivers killed in the line of duty driving a Checker cab in, over the years.
Wow.
The last one about 4 or 5 years ago, which has...
In a car accident or a robbery?
No, a robbery. Yeah. Unfortunately, cab drivers, you know, they collect mostly cash every day, and they're... unfortunately, open to being robbed and stolen from time to time. Even though we do everything in our power to try to hold that to a minimal. One, for instance, is that we recently, in the last 2 years, installed cameras in every car.
Right. Weren't you guys the first to do that?
Absolutely. First in Georgia, and for certainly first in the Atlanta area. And so every time you jump in a taxi cab, smile because it's taking your picture.
Wow.
And, of course, that's for our, not only our driver's safety but also the passengers. So, you know, we believe that's a good measure. We also have in place a lot of technology in each vehicle. Each of our vehicles has a mobile data terminal. Which allows us to track the car through our GPS system we have. So we know where every car is at every moment. It also has real-time credit card authorization in each vehicle where you swipe the card. And
all your cabs have that?
All of our cabs.
Wow, that's great.
Actually, we've had that sort of technology in our vehicles for about 18 years now. So there are some other companies that go unmentioned at this point that have gotten on board with computer technology the last couple of years, but we're lucky that we embraced that technology many, many years ago and have it in place and very experienced with it. And
yeah, I understand you guys are starting to dabble with hybrid cars.
Absolutely.
Right?
We do have a hybrid vehicle, a Toyota Prius, and gets 40 miles of the gallon, I believe. Actually, we've got a long, rich history with alternative fuels.
Because that's in your best interest, I mean, from a corporate standpoint,
Absolutely. Back in the original gas crisis in the early 80s, we actually converted a bunch of vehicles to propane. And we actually operated those for about a 10-year period. And then right before the Olympics came to our fair city, there was a push for CNG, which is compressed natural gas, which we actually had 70 units at one time that ran on CNG. Now, CNG being one of the cleaner fuels, they say that you can spill a thimble full of gas on the ground, and that's more pollution than a CNG car puts out in a whole year of operation.
Wow.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a good... kind of neat statistic there, but we actually only have one of those vehicles left. Unfortunately, the state of Georgia went through deregulation of natural gas, which doubled and tripled the price of it. And also, at that time, Ford Motor Company was producing a factory vehicle, which we utilized, that they don't produce any longer. and that sort of killed it for us. So we're experimenting a little bit with hybrids. We are true Atlantans. My granddad was born in the Atlanta area. My dad was born at Crawford Long Hospital, and so was I. So we have a vested interest in the Atlanta area and care about our community, and we'd like to put as little pollution in the air as possible.
Right.
We have a large fleet of vehicles and feel like we can make an impact, so we try to do so.
Now, what from a consumer standpoint, what are the most common routes? Is it to go to the airport, or is it like for people who are here downtown and they just want to go to Buckhead?
You know, there's 1,600 taxi cabs in the Atlanta area, and probably twice that many in the metro area. But our company is geared more towards demand response. Even though we do go to the airport a lot, we don't pick up that often at the airport. There's obviously a taxi staging area. We used to always call that the bullpen, but the politically correct term now is the taxi staging area.
And it's huge, too.
Yeah, it is. It holds, I believe, 300 vehicles.
Wow.
So those guys wait out there 4 or 5 hours sometimes for a trip. And fortunately for us, we have no need to wait around that long. So we have a mobile data terminal and a radio in each vehicle, and we send our calls out over the airwaves, you know, constantly. So our drivers, that's how they get most of their calls.
And that's the benefit of working with your company, is that you have that kind of flow of
absolutely.
Taxi rides.
We, again, demand response. We get a call from the public for transportation, and we try to respond to it immediately. We have a lot of units on the ground out there, so.
So what does the cab driver do? Just drive around waiting for you to call them?
He does. It's all a zone system. A driver will decide that he wants to go to work, so he will check into a particular zone, his choice.
Mm-hmm.
When we get a call, it's a rotation within that zone. The first driver gets the first call, second driver gets the second call.
Right.
So they're out there waiting.
So they just,
and
like,
we're feeding them to them as fast as we can.
And they hang out and eat donuts, Lee.
Is that what they do? Do they park?
They do park, and they have certain stands, you know, in different places around town,
like
where
hotels?
They congregate. Hotels sometimes. That way, they have kind of a double shot,
mm-hmm.
because the hotel has a rotation within,
sure.
you know, their property also. And if they get a call in between, they simply leave the stand and go to pick it up. So. We're lucky that we have a lot of charge accounts with a lot of different companies around mm-hmm. Atlanta that depend on us for their...
Like corporations, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have 340 charge accounts with about every major company you can mention. So,
like a corporation would call you and say,
call
hey,
us.
I need
right.
to go...
Right. And then we actually have a stored value card, a little checker cab credit card that they utilize, or a charge voucher that they can sign, and we bill them, you know, once a month.
It probably makes sense, too, especially for people living in the city, just to take a cab from one meeting to the next rather than get in their car, pay for parking.
Absolutely, and that's becoming more and more realistic. Atlanta's, in the past, has never been a real taxi town like New York or
mm-hmm.
Chicago, where
right.
you hail a lot of taxi cabs. In Atlanta, there's plenty of parking, so a lot of people drive themselves.
What about those zip cars? Has that impacted your business?
No, it hasn't. We actually have an exclusive contract with Atlantic Station, where they have a zip car system there, and really has made no impact thus far. I think just the convenience of getting in a taxi cab and going immediately where you want to go.
And not have to worry about putting it back.
Parking or,
right.
or
right.
paying or whatever seems to work out well.
Interesting. What is that, by the way?
A zip car is you can go online. They have the car waiting. You get a swipe card. You go up to the car. You swipe it, and you just take off.
And more of a temporary
It's an hourly yeah. rate. Like, I don't know what the rate is, but it's not that much money. And you drive it. It's for, like, college kids, I think, use
mm-hmm.
a lot because they have them all downtown. Like, they have one in front of, I think, is it in front of the Woodruff Center?
Yeah.
There might be
yeah.
one there. And then so it just sits there. And then you use it, and you put it back.
Hmm,
and,
that's interesting.
You can park it at other zip car lots.
Absolutely.
I am finding, though, that parking is no longer as easy as it used to be. I've been in Atlanta for 14 years, and downtown is a lot harder to park now.
It's developing, which we like to see, obviously.
Right.
Atlanta's traditionally a place where a lot of people drive themselves and just look at the traffic downtown.
Mm.
And
that's but obvious, I would think that the high gas prices would help you because people would drive less.
Well, in some regards, it helps us. I think the down spiraling economy is the biggest problem we have right now. But for the most part, gas prices, you know, we use a lot of gas.
Right. And, I know that would negatively impact you, but I would think that, like, people are now, like, taking mass transit to get downtown, but they still have to go to lunch and they still have meetings and stuff like that. So then what do they do once they're downtown?
Well, 2005 was the last time we had a rate increase within the city of Atlanta, and gas prices have gone up, I think, 200% since 2005. So,
are the city mandates your rates?
Yeah, I was curious about that. So it's locked in by the city.
It is. Huh. The city governs
your
rates.
Why would they govern your rates?
It's always been that way since I've worked there. Actually, the taxi industry is very highly regulated in every municipality. But most municipalities govern the rate that we can charge.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, sometimes I don't understand it at all either, to be honest with you. But
it is that way across the board.
It is.
The
in most municipalities around the United States and abroad, the local municipality governs.
But you're not affiliated with the government.
No, we're actually public transportation. As much as MARTA or any of the other public transportations.
But you're privately owned, right?
We are privately owned.
Right, so that you can make as much money as you can make. No one's stopping you from that, right?
Again, if they govern your rates, that puts a ceiling on you to some degree. We're actually working now with the City of Atlanta Council to try to get a gas surcharge in place, and seems to be more difficult than we'd like. We've been working on it for a while. And
shouldn't they peg some of your rate to whatever the average gas price is?
We're trying to get that implemented as we speak.
Wow. So, I bet that's affecting people across the country. I mean, not just here in Atlanta.
But now the cabs are even a better bargain.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, absolutely.
Definitely. Because
you're paying their rate is based on a gas price that's
from,
you know. Yeah, gas.
2005, you said, was the last time there was an increase?
It was. Most cabs that we operate, or cab drivers operate more precisely, they run anywhere from about 60,000 to 80,000 miles a year. So you can imagine putting that many miles in a car, that's a lot of gas.
Right.
And so cab drivers are hurting out there right now because of gas prices, and that's part of the reason that we have less cab drivers out there, and it's part of the reason why our business is suffering to some degree at this point.
Now, does the cab driver own the cab? Or
we own most of our vehicles. Now, traditionally, in the cab industry, the driver does own the vehicle. But in our operation, we own most of the vehicles, and we lease a service to the independent contractor driver.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do they have to have special driving insurance for that?
We're self-insured and have been for 47 years, I believe.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it is somewhat special insurance. Fortunately, we don't have a lot of accidents that are our driver's fault. Most of the drivers that we incur are someone else's fault hitting us.
Right. I mean, think about that. How often do you ever see a taxi cab broken down or in an accident?
Well,
right.
It's not in their best interest,
right.
You know?
No, you
you're
can't
not going to hire a crazy driver, and you're not going to hire a driver with a million accidents.
And a driver can't make money in the shop. Right. So we actually have a very strenuous preventive maintenance program where we bring in every car every 30 days and go through it with a fine-tooth comb and check everything on it. We check the belts, we check the fluids, we check the air pressure, we check everything on that car to ensure that it stays on the street the optimal amount of time.
And it sounds like you have some larger vehicles as well, vans or some additional.
You have limos too?
We don't operate limousines. We did at one time, but about 24 years ago, we made the decision that we would stick to what we know best, and that was taxi cabs. And so we just operate taxi cabs. We're about 25% vans and 75% sedans.
Excellent. Wow. And you have a great website, too. So if people want to reserve a cab, is it best to do it on the website or by calling?
You can do it in a variety of ways. We actually just put in some technology this year where if you've ever called us before, you simply call us. It recognizes your call, and you don't have to speak to anyone. It just reiterates your address. You hang up, and it sends you a cab.
Wow.
We also have a way on our website where you can order a cab that's coming in about 30 days. It's actually in some transition right now. But thanks for mentioning our website. We are proud of our website. We have a new designer. His name's Jay Caff, and he did a great job for us. AtlantaCheckerCab.com, look at it. It's a good site. It has a lot of information about things that we're doing, including the alternative fuel stuff. Another thing that we've kind of played into the last couple of years are handicap accessible vehicles.
Sure, I would imagine that's important.
Yeah, there's been some desire from the handicapped community to be more mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've now got 4 handicap accessible vehicles out there serving that entity, and we're very proud to have those. We're the only cab company in Atlanta that offers that service. So we're proud to offer those. And so if you're in a wheelchair and you need a taxi cab, call Checker Cab, and we'll send you one and get you where you want to go.
That's great. And what a wonderful thing, too, to always be researching other methods of transportation that are friendly for the environment.
Right. Well, we're lucky that we've been a member of an association called the TLPA, Taxi Cab Limousine and Paratransit Association. And we've actually been a member for 48 years of that association.
Aren't you the president?
I'm the president-elect.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
It's an international taxi cab association. And matter of fact, next week I have a meeting in Paris, France.
Wow.
Which is my wife's very excited about.
I bet.
Check out the cabs there. See how they do.
We do. We're going to look at several cab companies while we're there, and we have meetings, and so I'll be representing the American taxi industry at that meeting,
and you can
I'm
kind
very
of learn,
excited about it.
And you can learn best practices, what's
well,
happening all over the world.
We're lucky that I've been involved in the hierarchy of that association for the last 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've gotten to see a lot of operations all over not only the U.S. but abroad,
mm-hmm.
and it really opened your eyes. There's some very progressive operators out there.
Right, and you can kind of learn from them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
Excellent. Wow, Lee.
What a great guest, huh?
Great guest. A lot of information. We hope all of our guests will check out the website that Rick just mentioned. And can you repeat that again?
Certainly. It's www.AtlantaCheckerCab.com. And a lot of good information there. And you can
and
find
the
out.
The phone number for booking a taxi is what?
404-351-1111.
Wonderful.
So easy number to remember. So give us a call. We're sitting out there waiting on you.
Excellent. Rick, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto. We hope you have a great day.